Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 4th and the whole week ahead. With Venus moving backwards in the sign of Aries, this is certainly a good time to start contemplating things in your life. In particular, where you currently stand when it comes to learning, study and education. Venus is about the arts and beauty. And so therefore, if you're the kind of Leo who wants to be creative, which is your birthright, it's a good time to consider now your next move intellectually. Here's your Sunday stars. Mars and Saturn work so well together today. You can look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in Aries, which is your ninth house, in a great aspect to Saturn in your fifth. This is the perfect time to consider all kinds of options when it comes to learning. It's about being cerebral. It's about getting honours, a degree, some letters by your name. And it all starts now. If you're willing to learn, then you will be very successful. And here's your Monday stars. The moon is in Gemini. And with a moon in Gemini, you should think about your future, but don't make any hard and fast decisions. But it is also a time when you could cross swords with an older person or someone who's professional or an expert. But they are an expert and they are professional. And you'll see later on in the day, they talk a lot of sense. Here's your Tuesday stars. Take the Sun and Mercury together in the sign of Pisces, and what you get is a chance to look into all things intimate and private. It's particularly good if you've got to deal with correspondence, if you've got to look into shared financial matters, areas of dependency or possessions or ownership. It's a very, very good time indeed to consider anything from insurance to inheritance to formal paperwork. And closure. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now later on in the day the moon will move into your sign, but there are troubled waters before that, and it could come from someone being too secret. Could be you and your secrecy, but there are covert, furtive and clandestine forces around, and so it means you shouldn't make any choices or decisions today until you get further on. Say the evening, before things will really come to light. And here's your Thursday stars. A really excellent aspect between the Sun and Pluto is ideal for dealing with any form of bureaucracy, government, officialdom, because these stars ache to deal with the system, to deal with people in uniform, plutocrats, people in power. This is a perfect time for you to get on the right side of the law or anybody when it comes to authority or government. And here's your Friday stars. As Mars moves into Taurus, you've got to be a wee bit careful over the next 6 to 7 weeks, mainly because you will be tested by a man or a dominating woman. This is going to really prick your ego. And it means that the test will come by you being patient, and also, don't be standfast. Be more adaptable and be prepared to compromise, especially in areas of your career.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.